Welcome to the Whistler Plumbing and Air Podcast. I'm talking with James Whistler today. When it comes to plumbing terms, a lot of times I think people have contractors and service technicians in their home, and we really don't know what they're saying half the time. So let's knock out some of those terms today. What do you think are the most common ones that you all use that homeowners may not know?
I can completely understand. You know, sometimes people just kind of gloss over when, you know, a tradesman is talking to them. And, you know, it is definitely very technical. And plumbing especially has a lot of really weird names for things. So the first thing is a stop valve. You know, you'll find these under your cabinets or under the toilet where the water comes out of the wall or the floor. And there's a little valve there generally. And you turn that off to turn the water off to the fixture. So anytime someone says a stop or a stop valve, emergency shutoff valve or emergency stop, those are all terms that are referencing that shutoff valve that's right at the fixture. Another one is P-trap. This is found generally where you'll see it is under a sink. You know, it'll be under the kitchen sink or under a bathroom sink. And it's the funny looking thing that is right under the drain. You know, a plumber would say, well, I need to take the P-trap off, or that item got stuck in your P-trap. And basically it gets its name because if you take it apart and you stand it up on its end, it kind of looks like a P. And its job is to hold water to prevent sewer gas from coming back into your home. One that's commonly kind of taken for granted is the term drain cleaning. You know, drain cleaning is not unstopping a drain. You know, so if you have a stopped up drain, putting a cable down on it, yes, unstops that drain. But drain cleaning is actually where the pipe or the drain is actually cleaned. That can be done with a cable or done with high pressure jetting. So, you know, that's a kind of common term there. But whenever a plumber references cleaning, they're actually speaking of something else other than just unstopping the drain. A ball valve is a generally a shutoff valve. It's got a lever, and you may find this, you know, where the main water comes into your home. It could be referenced as the main water shutoff. There's other types of valves like a gate valve or a stop valve, but, you know, a gate valve can also be used as a main water valve. But you can differentiate a gate valve from a ball valve by the ball valve is going to have a lever, whereas the gate valve will have a round handle. A fill valve, sometimes that will be referenced, and that is basically the component that's in the back of the toilet tank, and the water connects to it, and that's what fills up the toilet tank so that you can flush it next time you go to flush it. There's the flapper. Most people probably know what a flapper is, but some may not. A flapper is the component in the back of the toilet tank that when you push down the toilet handle, it lifts up the flapper to allow the water to flush the toilet. So sometimes you might hear someone say, well, the flapper is leaking or the flapper went bad. And that just basically means that rubber component in the toilet tank needs to be fixed. A wall hydrant or a hose bib. Those are things that are on the outside of your home, generally speaking. And a wall hydrant is different from a hose bib because a wall hydrant actually is a design to where it will be frost-free or freeze-proof so that you do not have to fully winterize them because it goes back into the home and shuts the water off. Whereas a hose bib, you do have to winterize a hose bib. It's a much simpler device that's on the outside of the wall that you can just hook a hose to. A supply line, that is generally used whenever that's the water tube that goes from the stop valve at a fixture up to the actual faucet or toilet. Or, you know, it could even go to a washing machine. A lot of times those are just called washer hoses. But here's one, clean out. A lot of times we reference the word clean out, and that basically is an access point to your drains. So sometimes you might see a plug or a cap that's in your basement or maybe a crawl space or under your sink, and that you can unscrew, and that's just an access point to allow, you know, cables and cameras and that kind of thing down the drain. And then last is a water meter. A water meter is normally on the street, and that's what the municipality uses to measure how much water you may use during a certain period of time to regulate your water bill. So those are just some general terms, I guess, that maybe now you can kind of understand the Greek language that plumbers taught.
All right. So hopefully that helps you next time you're getting service or learning about what's going on in your home. And if you have any questions, you know that you can always reach out to the team and make sure you get those questions answered. The number to call Whistler Plumbing and Air is 540-483-9382.